It's time to beat Bernie.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Got him, got him.
Alrighty, not time to beat Bernie today, but beat Sid, as Bernie headed out a little bit early today. So another edition of the Beat Sid game, again sponsored by Pete Morgan and Peerless Boilers. Check them out at peerlessboilers.com and paviliontankless.com for dealing near you. Peerless Boilers, America's best boilers. Today we got Adam in Cranford, New Jersey, a sales associate. What's going on, Adam?
How are you guys today?
We're all right. How about you, buddy?
Doing okay.
All right, hanging in there on a Tuesday.
Sure am. It's my one day off a week, so
there you go. Well, listen. After all the rain and all that stuff yesterday, we got the sun out today, so you can't complain.
No.
All right. All right. Good. 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 You ready to get into the game? Let's dive right into it.
Let's go.
All righty, buddy. Number one. What is the name of the office building under siege in the movie Die Hard?
Nakatomi Plaza.
Bang! Very good. You know your Die Hard, huh, Adam?
The first one.
Yeah, doesn't everybody. All right, on to number two. In 1928, what New York Rangers coach famously stepped in to play goalie during a Stanley Cup playoff game?
Oof. New York Rangers coach, 1928, did you say?
Yeah, 1928 was the year.
We're going way back. Hockey would be my one sport I know the least about, especially going back that far. I don't have an answer to this one.
Give me a guess.
I literally have nothing here.
You don't even know who was on the team in 1928.
I mean, 1928 hockey, I got nothing.
Yeah, no, I wasn't around then either. All right.
Wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax, you'd be Jesus.
That's a tough one. All right, you ready for number three? Let's bounce back here.
Yes. All right, let's go.
Which family member accompanies Charlie to Willy Wonka's chocolate factory?
What, one more time?
Which family member accompanies Charlie to Willy Wonka's chocolate factory?
That would be his grandpa.
What was the grandpa's name?
Joe.
Bang! Bang, bang. Very good, Adam. Two for three. You're off to a hot start. If only you were alive in 1928.
Yeah.
All right. Number four. What number does Derrick Rose currently wear for the New York Knicks?
Ooh, Derrick Rose. Wow. Oh, man. I'm going to go with seven.
Wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax, you'd be Jesus.
Just three off. Number four. The Rose currently wears for the New York Knicks. All right, number five. Let's end with a win here. Who holds the record for most wins in the MLB Home Run Derby with three?
MLB Home Run Derby. Okay. Three wins. Oof.
I can say for certain you were alive for these.
Yeah, and I watched them, too. I can't believe I'm choking on this one here. Boy.
You want a hit?
Yes, I do, of course.
He was a left-handed bat.
Left-handed hitter. Home run derby. Tempted to say Ken Griffey Jr., but I don't think he won more than one.
Give me something.
Oh, boy, this is terrible. Not Josh Hamilton. I know he had the big one that one year.
Running out of time.
I go Griffey Jr. That's right. Wow.
Yeah, you nailed it. How about it?
All right.
I gave you a little extra time there because I like you, Adam.
Appreciate it.
All right, I'm not gonna give Sid the same amount of time. But I'm looking at him right now. He's just having a conversation in the hallway like we don't have a game to play. Here he comes. I'm going to throw you on hold here for Adam for a second, okay?
Go ahead.
All right, thanks, Bob. All right, big guy, you got to get, what do you got to get? You got to get 4 out of 5 to win.
All right, let's go.
All right.
I'm not going to Google it like the player. They told me he was Googling stuff.
He wasn't Googling anything.
All right.
Adam's a very honest player.
Okay, if you say so. I don't know. He's from Cranford, New Jersey. That place is filled with crooks like Luke Legrano.
And where do you come from?
I come from Brooklyn, New York.
All right,
and
ready?
I lived in Tenafly, New Jersey. I have friends in Cranford and Clark and all over the place, and I was all over New Jersey yesterday for that funeral. Let's go. Come on.
All right. Just like the Uyghurs, nobody cares, okay?
Right. Yeah, you're right.
All right. Let's go. Number one, what is the name of the office building under siege in the movie Die Hard?
The Nakatomi Building. Something like that. Something like that. It doesn't matter.
Nakatomi Plaza, but you got the hard part.
I just saw it again 2 nights ago.
Did you?
Yeah, I like the cop. Wasn't he in that show with Urkel?
I don't know.
He played the father. You know, the cop. The black guy.
I don't know.
Say that. Why do you have to say that? I always get yelled at home. When I'm like, oh, I like that guy, the black guy. Why do you have to say that for? Well, because that kind of differentiates him from the white guy.
Yeah.
I get yelled at all the time.
Okay.
All the time.
Well, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
All right. You ready for number two? In 1928, what New York Rangers coach famously stepped in to play goalie during a Stanley Cup playoff game?
Is this true?
This is true.
He was the coach, so it wasn't Gump Worsley.
No.
He was the coach, and the coach back then was... I'm going to go with Joe Gorgia.
Wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax.
Tell you what he got in that one, given that you were alive in 1928.
Who was it? Harry, something or other?
Lester Patrick.
Yes, Lester Patrick. The Patrick children.
Yeah, you knew that one.
Yeah.
All right, number three. Which family member accompanies Charlie to Willy Wonka's chocolate factory?
Oh, my God, I have no idea.
What do you mean you have no idea?
I mean, stop it. I saw that movie like 30 years ago with my son, Gabriel.
How do you have no idea who accompanies Charlie to the chocolate factory?
Because I don't remember.
Well, give me
a nice picture of me and Corey Zondik. We look like gay lovers in this, Mike Garcia. You'd have to admit that. Our chests are kind of up against each other, but it's a nice picture.
Are you changing the
I'm going to go with Dolores.
Wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax should be Jesus.
No. Where'd you come up with that idea?
I don't know. Anytime I don't know an answer, I just use that name.
It's like Helter Stelter. Okay, here we go. Coming up, number four. What number does Derrick Rose currently wear for the Knicks?
Oh, man. Six?
That's your answer?
Hold on. Clearly, that's the wrong answer.
You were so quick to the punch.
He's in the 30s, maybe. I haven't gone to a Knicks game since Seagulls took me to the Indiana Pacers weeks and weeks ago. So I'm going to go. Derrick Rose is number three.
Wrong, you two-legged back of that.
You were close.
Four.
Number four. One off.
One more. Come on, let's go. This game has to end before I turn 60.
Yeah. All right, number five. Who holds the record for most wins in the MLB Home Run Derby with three?
Is that right? Somebody won it three times already?
Yeah, I'll give you the same hint I gave
you. You know, I haven't watched the MLB Derby once. Not once in my whole life. In fact, I don't watch the All-Star game, any of those festivities.
Well, you should have watched it back. I'll give you the same hint. It was a left-handed bat.
Oh, that just gave it away. I have no idea.
No.
He won it three times?
Yeah.
The home run hitting contest.
Yeah. That's what the home run derby is.
Yeah. You know who's won it twice, actually, is a guy here in the Mets.
Yeah. Okay.
My answer is going to be Ken Griffey Jr.
Good guess. You and Adam were on the same page.
Did I lose?
Yeah, you still lost. Huh. You lost.
Okay, fine.
I don't know what to tell you.
So good. Give Adam the money and the mug and...
Well, you got to talk to him for 2 seconds.
All right. Hi, Adam.
How are you? How are you doing today?
You know, it's an interesting question. How am I doing today? The funeral was brutal yesterday. Bernie's not well, and that kind of freaked me out just a little bit today. And Carol lost her mother. And yet, with all that said, I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. I'm sorry to hear about all the bad news. Please send Bernie our best wishes, for sure.
For sure, I will. Thank you. Thank you. What do you do for a living?
I'm in appliance sales at a Westfield. I actually spoke to you last week about John Resnick and friends with Jennifer Harrison.
Oh, that's you. Okay. Oh, absolutely. Sure. That was a very memorable phone call. Absolutely. All right. Well, in fact, I want to get you a number. You said you sell household appliances?
I do.
What, for like kitchens and stuff? Huh?
Yep. It's called Top Line. Everybody knows Top Line, though.
All right. Hey, take Adam's number. I'm going to call you one of these days, okay?
Yeah, I'll take care of you.
All right, pal. Thank you. That's Adam in Cranford, New Jersey. We'll take a short break. He's a nice guy. We'll wrap things up on this Tuesday edition right after this.
Beat Bernie, sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters on 77 WABC.